This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 43 for Wednesday, September 1st. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts are weaker Wednesday morning, taking some direction from the Chicago soy complex as the Canadian oilseed remains overpriced. Canola down $5 to $8, November down $6.30 at $889 per ton. Crush margins dipped to roughly $25 below the nearby futures yesterday. That marks a $100 drop from both the month and year ago levels. A firm tone in the Canadian dollar this morning added to the softer tone in canola. However, tight supplies and ideas that Canada's crop will end up even smaller than the 14.7 million tons forecast by StatsCan earlier this week did provide support, as demand will need to be rationed going forward. In the U.S., soybeans and corn futures are lower, while the wheat market is turning mixed. Recent Midwestern rainfall has helped improve crop prospects for the country's soybean crop. That's accounting for some of the selling pressure there, with beans down 6 cents in the November contract at $12.86 per bushel. Overnight losses in Malaysian palm oil were also bearish for soy oil, and that spilled into beans. Ongoing export issues in the Gulf of Mexico were another bearish influence, with the U.S. likely facing weeks of export disruptions in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. The power could be out at some shipping facilities for weeks. The corn market, it's also being pressured by the improving U.S. crop prospects and those export delays out of the U.S. Gulf Coast. The December contract down 6 cents at $5.28 per bushel. However, a firmer tone in crude oil was a bit supportive for the energy-linked grain. Wheat, meanwhile, is narrowly mixed, lacking any real clear direction. The Minneapolis spring wheat down or up a penny now in the December contract at $9.04 per bushel. Kansas City also up 1 cent in December at $7.13 per bushel. And Chicago 3 cents higher in December at $7.25 per bushel. While the spillover from the losses in beans and corn did put some pressure on the wheat market, declining production estimates out of a number of key world wheat-growing regions provided support. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 1st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.